AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The U.S. economy continues to bounce back from the COVID shutdown with vigor that's surprising many analysts. 943,000 jobs were added last month. President Biden says it's historic.
Economic growth is the fastest in 40 years. Jobs are up. The unemployment rate is the lowest since the pandemic hit.
But he cautions the virus could still pose roadblocks.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So we have to get more people vaccinated.
And his press secretary says there are early discussions on possible penalties for workers who don't get vaccinations if required. The U.S. Supreme Court is being asked to block a plan by Indiana University to require students and workers to get vaccinated. An Arkansas judge has agreed to block that state from banning communities from imposing mask mandates. In Sturgis, South Dakota, the Sturgis motorcycle rally's underway. Aaron Harper isn't overly worried about catching COVID from a mostly unmasked crowd.
It's one of those things that if you want to do it, that should be your choice to come out and have a good time. And if not, then that's your choice as well.
An aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has filed a criminal complaint. Our Mike Gracia reports.
An aide who accuses Cuomo of groping her breast at the governor's state residence last November filed a complaint Thursday with the Albany County Sheriff's Office. Hours after the complaint was announced, attorney Rita Glavin, who represents Cuomo, told reporters,
"The governor has repeatedly denied that ever took place."
I'm Mike Gracia.
Thousands of Northern California homes are still threatened by the Dixie Fire. It's now spread to about the size of the entire state of New York. Stocks ended mixed. This is AP News. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for killing the director of Afghanistan's government media center.
The latest killing of a government official by the insurgents, the assassination coming amid advances and battles for more territory as US and NATO forces complete their final pullout. In southern Nimroz province, Naranj appears to be the first provincial capital to fall to the Taliban. The Taliban, though, have posted images on social media showing insurgents inside the local airport and posing for photographs at the entrance of the city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The retired U.S. Marine colonel, whose troops were the first to plant a U.S. flag over the Japanese island of Iwo Jima during World War II, has died. Dave Severance was 102. In 1945, his company, and then another, planted the American flag, which led to an iconic AP photograph. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.